former president makes a prediction. Lisa Brady, Fox News. Donald Trump back in Washington for the first time since leaving office.
This November, the people are going to vote to stop the destruction of our country, and they're going to vote to rescue America's future.
He's predicting a momentous landslide this fall while criticizing the Biden administration and the Democratic leaders of the House and Senate on many issues, including the economy and crime. Former Vice President Mike Pence telling a nearby conservative gathering earlier today that elections are about the future and that he and Trump may differ on focus.
It's absolutely essential at a time when so many Americans are hurting, so many families are struggling, that we don't give way to the temptation to look back.
Though he also praised policies from the Trump-Pence administration. Meantime, President Biden focusing on the positive.
Since I've been in office, the economy has created 613,000 overall manufacturing jobs, just manufacturing jobs. Today's announcement is also proof that America is back to working with our allies.
This during a meeting with the chairman of the SK Group, the South Korean conglomerate announcing an additional $22 billion worth of manufacturing investments. That meeting held virtually as President Biden isolates with COVID for a fifth day, his physician saying in his latest update on the president's condition that most of his COVID symptoms have resolved. A sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow down 229 points at the closing bell, the S&P and the NASDAQ dropping more than 1%. The Fed expected to announce another sizable interest rate hike tomorrow. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
New research on monkeypox suggests it might be able to spread more easily than first thought.
Researchers just don't know right now if monkeypox is spreadable through surface contact. What they did find is the virus does transfer easily onto surfaces. That study by Eurosurveillance examined the hospital rooms of two monkeypox patients in Germany and found most surfaces were contaminated after direct contact, particularly on frequently used linens, chairs, and in bathrooms where researchers found the largest viral loads. What's still a mystery, though, is whether or not contact with infected surfaces passes along a sufficient amount of virus to actually get people sick.
Fox's Charles Watson. U.S. health officials haven't decided yet whether to declare a national emergency. A global outbreak has spread to more than 50 countries. A state judge clears the way for Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene to seek re-election.
The ruling rejects an appeal by a handful of voters in Greene's district who said the Republican should be disqualified because of a role they claim she played in the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot. The challengers cite a 14th Amendment clause saying no member of Congress can serve who has engaged in rebellion. An administrative law judge in May said there wasn't enough evidence to support that. Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger agreed. The Superior Court's Chief Judge, Christopher Brasher, has affirmed Greene's eligibility.
Fox's Gernal Scott. The jacket worn by astronaut Buzz Aldrin during the Apollo 11 moon landing mission sells at auction for $2.25 million.
And that is a new world record for any space-flown artifact. Congratulations.
With the Sotheby's premium, it's more than $2.7 million. Recapping the Wall Street sell-off, the Dow and the NASDAQ both dropping more than 200 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.